Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
It's Tuesday, November 29th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. The LA City Council has given a final okay to an ordinance to require retailers in the city to give their workers shift schedules 2 weeks in advance, plus at least 10 hours of rest between shifts. The council's Curran Price proposed the ordinance 3 years ago. He says as many as 70,000 retail workers in LA will soon have more predictable schedules. That ordinance will take effect in April. Karen Bass will be sworn in as the next mayor of Los Angeles in less than 2 weeks. So exactly what are the mayor's powers? Our LA Explained reporter Caitlin Hernandez breaks it down.
LA mayors are more than figureheads, but they're not exactly all-powerful either. The mayor doesn't have control over a public school system, which is what you have in New York City, for example. Instead, Bass's role focuses around appointing new city department heads and getting them all on the same page to achieve goals, like securing funding. Bass will also have the power to declare local emergencies, something she wants to do to address homelessness, which expands her authority. She'll also propose city budgets and can pick a new LAPD head, but not the county sheriff. Many of her actions will have to be approved by the city council, making it similar to the balancing act between President Joe Biden and Congress. The mayoral role is also about leading on national issues because we're often the largest city to launch new programs, like universal basic income. I'm Caitlin Hernandez.
The widow of an El Monte police sergeant is filing a $25 million claim against LA County District Attorney George Gascon and the County Probation Department. Janine Paridi says her husband, Michael, and his police officer partner would be alive today if the man who gunned them down in June had gotten a prison sentence last year and not probation for possession of a handgun. That man, 35-year-old Justin Flores, had three previous convictions on his record. A plea deal gave him 20 days in jail and 2 years probation. Nearly 50,000 researchers and grad students at the University of California have been on strike for more than 2 weeks. They teach undergrads at the UC. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman Lopez says some of those researchers and grad students have reached a tentative deal with the UC, but the strike is not over yet.
The agreement was reached between UC negotiators and the union that represents 12,000 postdoctoral workers and academic researchers. The deal includes phased-in salary increases of 20 to 57%, childcare and parental leave benefits, among other things. These and other UC workers have been on strike for nearly 3 weeks after more than a year of negotiations. The unions argued that UC's proposals would continue to leave workers underpaid and struggling to get by. Neil Sweeney is president of UAW Local 5810.
We think it's the start of reconsideration of how workers at universities are treated across the country.
Two other UC union locals are still on strike. They represent teaching assistants, tutors, readers, and graduate student researchers. The postdoc union says it'll remain on strike until those unions reach a deal. Covering higher education, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
One more note on Adolfo's story. Many of the UC graduate students on strike have grading duties in undergraduate classes, and finals week is coming up. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local, fact-based journalism. one lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.